You may all be seated. Friends and family, we are gathered here today to be witnesses of the vows and the pledges between Isaac and Alexis, and to set them forth in their new estate of holy matrimony by your prayers and Christian greetings. Isaac and Alexis, the right to marriage in which you come to me united is the oldest rite in the world. Marriage is something that was created by God in the Garden of Eden. It was his idea, and he established it. And marriage continues still to this day by God. Marriage can soothe your troubles, give you someone to share your sorrows with, but also give you someone to share your joys and accomplishments in life with. It will be all of these things and more if you take the time to beautify your marriage and sweeten it by tender care to one another, by being mindful of the little things, and with your patience and sacrifices of self to each other. And so, if you, Isaac, and you, Alexis, have freely and deliberately chosen each other as partners for life, would you please join right hands? Isaac, in taking the woman whom you hold by the right hand to be your lawful and wedded wife, do you pledge to her your complete loyalty, devotion, love, and affection? And do you pledge to give special honor to her, to treat her as your equal partner in life, and forsaking all others, to keep only to her, lest you sin against God? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Alexis, in taking this man whom you hold by the right hand, do you pledge to him your complete loyalty, love, and devotion, and affection? Will you strive to be a crown to his life, and to respect him as an equal partner in life, and forsaking all others to keep only to him, lest you sin against God? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
You guys can hold hands for a moment if you'd like. At this time, I'd like to share a message with the bride and groom, a few thoughts that I'd like to share with you. I'm sure that most of you are aware that Isaac is an excellent mechanic, and I've had the privilege of having him help me on some of my vehicles that needed some attention, and so I'm very grateful for that. So as I thought about a message to bring to you guys today, I thought we'd focus on mechanics and talk about the mechanics of marriage. I thought that would be a little fitting for you guys. A vehicle that is well-maintained is going to last a very long time. It's going to run more smoothly and have less problems. And the same is true with marriage. When you take the time to maintain your marriage, it's going to run more smoothly, it's going to last for a very long time, and you're going to enjoy a very long journey together and with less complications. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, it says this, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love," listen to this next part, "eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." I love that. Eager to keep, to maintain that unity together, especially when we take this into the context of marriage. So I hope that as you find yourself maintaining your various vehicles throughout the years, that you'll be reminded of the importance of maintaining this marriage and this wonderful relationship that you guys have, because it does take maintenance and it does take effort and work, but it will help it to stay healthy and to keep functioning smoothly. So first of all, check the oil. Probably one of the most important things that you need to do for your vehicle is to check the oil, change it when it needs to be changed. It is absolutely vital to the health of your engine. Without the oil, your motor can seize up, and then you're going to be in big trouble, and it could cost thousands to fix the problem. In your marriage, I believe that the single most important thing that you can do is to maintain the oil level. You see, in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is illustrated by oil. You must have your marriage blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Both of you need to seek the Holy Spirit and His filling in each of your lives individually, and then make Him a priority in your marriage. He will guide you throughout your journey, keeping both of you in unity, going the same direction in life, and ultimately just helping everything to run more smoothly. Without the Holy Spirit functioning in your marriage, it can cause great difficulties and cause a lot of damage and cost a tremendous amount to fix the problems that occur. So, as often as you check the oil in your car, also check the oil level in your marriage by asking, how involved do we allow God to be in our relationship? How often do we allow God to be involved in our marriage? And do we agree that it is a healthy amount? Or do we maybe need to add a little bit more oil? Unlike your car, you cannot add too much oil to your marriage. As a matter of fact, the more oil, the better. So keep God as the priority in your marriage. Second of all, keep the fuel tank full. One of the very next simplest things that you need to do for your vehicle to keep it running is to keep the gas tank full. And I don't know about you, but I cannot stand running on an empty tank. As a matter of fact, I start to get a little anxiety when the gauge reaches like a quarter of a tank. Don't take the risk. Keep the tank full. Someone once said that love is the fuel that makes the world go round. And love is the fuel in your marriage. So do your best to keep each other feeling as loved as much as humanly possible. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The Five Love Languages, by Dr. Gary Chapman. And he describes in that book how each person has a love tank built inside them. It's like a reservoir that needs to be filled with love. And it's your responsibility in marriage to keep each other's love tank full. Find out what makes Alexis feel loved, what speaks to her in her love language. And Alexis, find out what makes Isaac feel loved, and learn to speak in that language in order to keep that love tank full. Never let the tank of love run empty in your marriage. Never stop dating. Never stop this romance that you've got going on. Keep it alive. Another thing you can do to maintain your marriage is to inspect the brakes. For the maintenance of your vehicle, you need to check the brakes and change them as needed. They are vitally important for you to be able to stop when it's necessary. It would be dangerous, and we wouldn't think about operating a vehicle with no brakes. And the same is true in marriage. There are going to be times where it is necessary for you to put on the brakes. Sometimes you need to know when to stop. For example, there's going to be times of arguments and disagreements. And when you feel that anger start to rise, and before you start to say things that you're later going to regret, maybe you should put on the brakes and slow down and seek the godly advice of someone else. Don't rush into any hasty decisions or words that you're going to regret later. This takes wisdom, knowing when to use the brakes. As you follow God, look for the signs to know when you need to use the brakes a little bit. And then lastly, listen for potential problems. Isaac, I'm sure that you know what a healthy sounding engine sounds like. And you can probably pick out a problem just by listening to the sound. Well, that knock didn't used to be there, or that little tick in the engine didn't used to be there. And so I encourage you to incorporate that into your marriage. Learn to listen to each other. Learn to listen for those clues that there's something off, that there's something not right. Be so in tune with each other that you notice when something sounds off. Isaac, I'm sure that you'll quickly learn that when Alexis tells you that everything's fine, it might not be fine. Listen to her tone, and it will be an indication to what she is truly feeling. And I think that if you guys can pick up early on those indications that something's wrong, you'll be able to prevent a lot of damage. So take the time to maintain your marriage, and it will run smoothly for a very, very long time. At this time, you guys have selected vows for each other, and so Isaac, we'll start with you if you'd like to give your vows to Alexis.
Alexis, when we first met, I didn't think we'd get to this day, to be quite frank with you. I was only coming down to the Menominee area to come hang out with my buddies and at college there for hunting in the fall time. And yet, look where we are today. I promise to provide for you and our growing family. I will always do my best to always love you and take care of you to the best of my abilities. I promise to stay by your side through the lows and highs and to be faithful to our Lord and Savior and to grow with a relationship with Him. I enjoy your times riding on the Ranger, cruising around on back roads. And even though it likes sitting in my truck watching and scouting for geese and whatnot, and I know that ain't your thing, or when I put on Vice Grip Garage for no reasons, you just watch the house start up old classic cars. It must be annoying. I still love you for, you still love me for who I am through it all. And I vow to love you to the day death do us part.
You got this.
Isaac, from the first day we met, we instantly clicked, and it was crazy to look back and see how far we've come since then. We took a bumpy route to get where we are, but we had so many amazing things come from it along the way. The love and respect that we have gained for each other, the days filled with laughter, and our baby boy, of course, and so much more. Watching you become a father is one of the greatest things I've gotten to be a part of. Even though it means dealing with you waking up our perfectly sleeping baby to hang out with him for a few minutes after work. Our partnership is great in so many aspects, and I promise to continue to grow that with you. I promise to put God first in everything we do and you second. I promise to take care of you physically, mentally, and emotionally. I promise to be honest and trust you. And I can't wait to see what God has in store for our future and to spend forever with you. I love you.
Amen. And this time we'll move into the unity ceremony.
Heartbeats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone, all of my doubts suddenly goes away. Somehow, one step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand. Time stands still, beauty in all she is. I will be brave, I will not let anything take away what's standing in front of me. Every breath, every hour has come to this. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. And all along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. One step closer. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. All along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more.
All right, you guys have rings that you've chosen to exchange with each other. So Isaac, if you would take Alexis's ring. He was making sure that was not going anywhere. So Isaac, if you would take Alexis's ring and place it on her ring finger and repeat after me these words. With this ring,
with this ring,
I take you as my wife.
Take you as my wife.
And pledge my faith and trust.
And pledge my faith and trust.
Receive it as a symbol.
Receive it as a symbol.
Of our endless union.
Of our endless union.
And our unbroken love.
And our unbroken love.
Alexis, if you would now take Isaac's ring and place it on his ring finger and repeat after me these words. With this ring,
with this ring,
I take you as my husband.
Take you as my husband.
And pledge my faith and trust.
And pledge my faith and trust.
Receive it as a symbol.
Receive it as a symbol.
Of our endless union.
Of our endless union.
And our unbroken love.
And our unbroken love.
Would you join with me as we pray over the couple? Heavenly Father, I thank you for this match made in heaven. I thank you for this unity of Isaac and Alexis, no longer two but one flesh. And Lord, I just pray your blessing over their family, over this couple and the family that they are starting. Lord, I just pray that you would let your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. That you would guide them in every area of life, Lord, as they put you first, that you would bless them in return. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Having heard you make these vows, by the authority given to me by the state of Wisconsin, and by the power of God as a minister of the gospel, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss your bride. I'll take her down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present to you for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Isaac Metzger. all for coming so very much. We appreciate it. Just a couple of announcements. The bride and groom will be out these doors to greet everybody, so be sure to swing by and congratulate them. And then there will be a reception held at Vision Quest in Menominee at 6 o'clock. Everyone is invited to come there, eat some good food, be some dancing and some party. It'll be a good time. So I believe we're going to dismiss the family first from the front row, and then you can be dismissed. Thanks for coming.